if talks don't happen or industrial action doesn't get called off, water services staff and fire services staff across the country and our local authorities will be engaging in industrial action. And SIP2 are saying local authorities, including Kerry County Council, have failed to prepare for these disputes as they take place. Local authority workers providing those services are to commence a two-day strike. This is the water services side of things, Wednesday the 7th and Thursday the 8th of June. That's next Wednesday and next Thursday. And the retained fire service firefighters will commence their industrial action on Tuesday the 6th of June. These disputes will cause significant disruption. With me on the line is Karen O'Loughlin, SIP2 divisional organiser. Karen, good morning to you. What sort of disruption are we expecting from these industrial action days?
Good morning, Gerry. Well, I think at the very least, in terms of the water dispute, we're probably looking at water shortages for domestic and for businesses, and definitely domestic boil water notices. And I'm really, as you said earlier on, I'm really shocked that the local authorities are not out preparing the public for this. And in terms of the retained firefighters, like, this is a really difficult dispute for them because they're embedded in the community, life and limb cover and all the rest of it. So they are going to provide some minimum sort of life cover to make sure, you know, that nobody, if there's a risk to life or a risk of serious injury, that they will, even though they're on strike, they will respond to that. But there will be very significant disruption. And the local authorities are just sort of like shaking their heads and, you know, shrugging and saying, sure, what can we do? And they're not putting contingency plans in place. And they have a legal responsibility to put those plans in place, and they're just not doing it. And we're really concerned about that.
Okay, so from that point of view, like, what form will it take in terms of what's going to be withdrawn here? Or, if there's a burst water main in Tralee or in Mid-Kerry next week, will there be an issue with the amount of time it takes water services to get to? Or if there are a number of fires or call-outs at the same time, will there be issues there?
So, for both the fire and the water members who are undertaking this action, right, any threat to life, and they will respond immediately, because these people, they live in their community, they work for their community, nobody wants to see any of that. If there's a threat to life or a threat of serious injury or a humanitarian issue, if there was a burst water pipe and a family are getting flooded out of their home, of course they'll respond to that, right? They're not going to leave somebody in the lurch like that. If it's a burst water pipe at the side of the road, that's not an emergency, so they won't respond to that.
Okay, so that's what we're talking about here. And what do you want the local, what would you like to see from the local authorities to recognise that fact that these days next week there will be that withdrawal of service?
I'd like them to get their act together and sit down and resolve the issues at hand. And there's no point in shaking their head and saying, oh, sure, what'll be will be. The retained fire service is on the brink of collapse. They can't get people into it. In one county alone, 9 out of the last 10 recruits just left. Right, so they're constantly undercrewed. So this is a really, really serious situation. And it seems to me that the council and the government are putting all of this on the retained firefighters as if it's their responsibility to save the fire service, which it is not. And in the water dispute, we're only asking the government to pay people what they promised they would. So there is a document that says the people who stay with the local authority and don't go to Irish Water will be redeployed, and they should keep all their terms and conditions. But when you scratch the surface of that, they're now saying, oh yeah, well, we did mean terms and conditions, but we didn't mean pay. So those men are going to be seriously out of pocket if this is not, it could be 400 or 500 quid a month. And that's really life-changing money for most people. And we're not just going to stand by and let these people be that much money out of pocket because of a decision the government made that those workers had no control over.
Is there a
and
difficult...
I agree about that.
Yeah, I understand that, Karen. We have been talking to representatives as well about it in the run-up, but is there a difficulty here in that water services, you're dealing with Uisce Éireann as a general body to work out those details of the transfer of staff. Retained firefighters, they're dealing with the department and not the local authorities, even though they work through the local authorities. Are things falling between the stools, is what I'm asking?
No, because we can only deal with the employer, and for the water services, their employer is the local authority. And for the retained firefighters, their employers are the local authority. So the local authority, if there is a spat between the local authority and the government, that's not the fault of retained firefighters, and it's not the fault of water workers. So they need to get their act together between the department and the local authorities and sort this problem out. It would be better if they would come to the table and resolve this issue for everybody in the community, not just for these workers, rather than just kind of faffing about and trying to play hardball with people when their livelihoods are at stake. That's just not on.
Karen, where does it go from here? Next week we have the days as we outlined. If the disputes aren't resolved, how do things step up over the following weeks?
So next week there's a 2-day strike in the water stoppages, and there's a series of industrial actions in the fire service. We have been asked to attend talks through the WRC, the Workplace Relations Commission, on Tuesday for the water services. I'm not overly optimistic that that will actually deliver something, so we're prepared for that strike on Wednesday and Thursday. There is no sign of either the local authorities or the government moving to talks for the firefighters, which is really disgraceful, but they're just not doing it. But we're prepared. We have strike committees in every county all around the place, and all the men and women in the retained services, they're up for it. We're prepared. And if the dispute is not resolved during the industrial action next week, the following week, there will be a series of stoppages where 50% of all stations will only be on at any one time. And if it's still not resolved the following week, there'll be no retained service around the country.
Okay, and that's how serious it will get if this isn't resolved.
Absolutely, absolutely, very serious.
Do your members have the resolve on either side to see this through, if there isn't a satisfactory response from the government?
Oh, big time, Jerry, big time. These issues are not new with the fire service. This has been rolling for the last number of years. We've been in and out of talks all the time. There's even a government report that has a series of recommendations in it, and the government still won't do it. They still won't implement it. So the service is falling apart. These people have no choice. And I think that if this dispute is not resolved, I'm not sure that when it gets to week 3 that people will have the stomach to be all out on strike. I think what will happen is most of these people will just resign, and they will say, you know what, we've enough of it, we can't do it. That's the message they're giving us. They don't want to torture their own communities. So if it comes to it, I'd say we could be looking at mass resignations in the fire service. Okay. The retained service.
And how much torture will that involve, Karen? Because with sweltering heat at the moment, water, big fire concerns in terms of if there's major call-outs because of land fires at this time of year, forest fires, and water service is very important.
Yeah, and I'm sure the public will understand, right, that these people, these workers, these men and women, they don't do this easily. This is the last thing that they want to do. And they're cornered now by the local authorities and by the department. They have no other choice. I'm sure people don't want the men and women who, you know, attend terribly tragic car crashes in the middle of the night and cut people out of cars and rescue people from houses and keep our water clean. They don't want those people working for nothing or being disrespected by their employers. So the community will support this. It will be difficult for everybody, but I'm sure the community will understand that you can't make an omelette without breaking eggs, and the responsibility for this lies firmly with the minister and lies firmly with the department and lies firmly with the local authorities. They're the only ones now with the power to resolve this. The workers don't have the power to resolve it, so the department and the minister needs to take responsibility now.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, well, listen, Karen, we'll leave it there. We'll see what happens next week and beyond on that, but thanks for giving us SIP2's view on it this morning.
Okay, thanks, Jerry.